Attention,
start at 10 o'clock. You want me to get their attention? May I please have your attention again? It's time to start the meeting. Please take a seat and start your meeting.
I'm a better one here.
The rest of you, if you could keep it out, start. And we're gonna do it with a prayer. I'm gonna ask Michael Nelson if he would do it. Would you start with a prayer?
Our Father in heaven, as we gather here at Deer Springs, we're grateful for the wonderful blessings that are given to us. We're grateful for all that are in attendance. And we ask you that Thy Spirit might be with us, that we might be able to conduct the affairs that will better Deer Springs and be able to give us peace and harmony and friendship. We ask you to bless our families wherever they may be, that Thy Spirit will be with them to protect them. And we ask thee to bless us with Thy Spirit, and we say this in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Nice shot.
No.
Hey.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, I need that.
There we go. Got it.
That's what I was looking for.
I'm worried about the tomatoes.
You just put your name and lot number on this form. Make sure everyone gets their name and lot number.
Okay,
you're going to have to listen up because I'll talk loud for all of hard-hearing people. This is the annual the minutes from last year's. I will read it quickly.
Last year's annual meeting.
Last year's annual meeting. At 10 a.m., President Mark Cram welcomed everyone. The opening prayer was offered by Dave Turley. Those in attendance were Val Cram, Steve Browning, Arlene McElroy, Dakota and Kanji. I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't have luck. Brent Fulmer, Robert Allen, Mike Duvall, Vance Green, Niall Willis, Justin and Tiffany Hollis, Brian and Pat Shemp. I think that's Mark.
It's Mike. Mike.
Oh, it's Mike and Mary Schreiber. Sorry. I misspelled. Bob Becker, Chris and Kelly Church, Lynette Foster, the latecomers, Bill Hall, M. Wolsey, Mary Wolsey,
May.
Is it May?
May.
May Wolsey.
And Bob.
And Bob. I didn't have him on there, but okay. Anyway. Bodine and Slotin. Bill Land was a visitor, and Don and Damien Cox. Okay, Jody reported on the budget. Linda handed out an annual financial report. Jody said she had averaged the dues collected over a number of years and based the new budget on actual income, which is the reason we had to increase our annual dues from $434 to $477. Justin Hollis wanted to know if we were using our legal resources to collect back dues or raise the late fees. Linda told us that our late fees are already carrying at 18%, and that was plenty high. We all agreed. Ben stated that those members in gross error have all been collected. Linda Alderman, we still have a $57,000 balance in our budget because of losing our managers early in the year and having to acquire new ones, etc. There are many things that did not get done. Mark Cram, president, fixed all the ranch vehicles and machinery at a great expense to himself, but they are all up and running now. There was money spent on fuel, grading, and the ranch house repairs. But a special thanks to Larry Clarkson for all his work and extra time spent. Mark motioned that we move directly to item 6 on the agenda, the election of new board members due to lack of time on some people. Seconded by Shauna and agreed upon by all. Presentation of the candidates. Robert Allen presented a handout to everyone. Dow Clarkson was not present, was represented by his son Larry Clarkson. Shauna Cox read a short speech. Ken Lent, not present, represented by Brent Fulmer. Robert Musco, no show. David Turley Jr., short speech about two divided camps. Votes were collected and headed up by Linda Alderman. Vote tallies were taken by Linda Alderman, Linda Foster, Arlene McElroy, Kelly Lander, Ben Clarkson, reported on agriculture and wildlife. Wingate wants to have a place they can set up a structure either at DSROA property or a neighboring landowner. Ben asked the neighbors to let him know if we'd be interested in him researching more about this possibility and what all it entails and bringing it back to the board. The question was, are we interested in exploring the possibility? The vote was yes, 17-2. Ben, will you do the research and let us know the results? Vance Green asked why the board wants to hear from members if they don't take their input into consideration. Dave Charity said the board does not want to hear from all the members, but only 12% even reply. Dave Charity said the board does want to hear from all the members, but only 12% even reply. That's how I suggest we post things on a board on our website for all members to respond to. Vote tallies were Dave Charity 108, Shauna Cox 90, Dale Clarkson 87, Robert Musco, 86, Ken Lent, 84, Robert Allen, 83. Arlene McElroy requested a recount of 3 and 4 because they were so close. Recount was taken, remains the same. Jody asked about opt-in and opt-out ballots sent out. Further discussion ensued. Board members explained why they wanted to have the information on those who were using the cabin. Some board members wanted to know who was there because of emergencies when people would call trying to get in touch with their families. The board didn't know which cabins they were in, etc. Also, in a case of a disaster, fire, earthquake, etc., we might need their assistance. There is also the case of activities to let people at the ranch know things are happening that might not otherwise know about them and want to attend. It is of no personal gain for any board member. It was voted by the majority of members in attendance that the board should have the information. Mike and Kathy Duvall, lot 160, are having a problem with a longhorn cow stomping down their property and eating all the hay they had there. This is the second or third time. Is it possible to share the cost in the ranch defense, the $1,500?
I mean, what are we doing?
Lloyd Jessup gave a bid using 3-strand wire fence and cedar posts for $3,500, which includes labor and parts. Ben said he would take a look at it after the meeting. Linda Alderman also has cattle issues on her lot. Foster reported that she too has cattle coming on her lot, even at the altitude of 7,800 feet. Rick and Nancy Nelson also have the same problem. Utah State law is you fence them out. Ben told Mike Duvall that we have already fenced your west side that abuts BLM. We do not want to try to deal with the problem when it comes up, when it stops you from your personal use of your land. Jody Akers, Treasury, reported that we have $110,000 annual income. Bob Becker showed everyone the radios he has to sell that would work very nicely on the ranch, can even reach Taco Bell parking lot page in the right location. Orders replaced. Larry 2, Lynette 2, Shauna 2, Ben 1, Shimps 2, Wolvie 1, Dustin 2, Mark 1, Mike 1, and Bob 1. Lot 3 screen crosses our property will be burning. Burn period is left by BLM after September 7th, 2012. 12:54, Mark motion to adjourn. Shauna second, unanimous vote. Any questions?
It was only a 3-hour meeting. Good job, guys.
We're going to go on to the board. We need to approve them. Four dragged through.
Oh, sorry. All
right. All in favor?
Details.
I'm just going to skip it anyway. It's on the department report.
Just all in favor? Just up or down? All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. Now we get to talk about our specific areas. We're going to just give you a general idea of some of the things that have happened.
Are we skipping over the agenda?
I was going right down the agenda with your department report.
Can I have a financial report, please?
Oh, excuse me, I thought it was crossed out. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to get my paper up here.
Ready,
yeah, sort of. I'm sort of kind of ready. Okay, financial report. We have enough in our account to meet our normal and expected expenses for the end of the year, till the end of the year. The budget was sound, and we were working within the guidelines until last month. Last month brought on an avalanche of unexpected and unauthorized demands, and I'm concerned about them and others that might be following. I think it's important that you guys know about it. You've all received my treasurer's report at the end of the year. If you haven't, I have extra copies I can give you. It outlines how your money was spent during this past year. And our budget allowed enough to cover our essential needs and adequate enough to be split fairly amongst the neighborhood projects at the ranch. As stated in my report, you can see the entire ranch road budget of $10,000 was monopolized by Dale Clarkson when he spent over $15,000 on improvements to Meadow Canyon Road. We had never pre-approved that amount being spent, nor all of our budget being utilized on one road. However, the majority of the members of the current board voted to reimburse him for this project. I did not. Not only did this put us $5,000 over our road budget for the year, it eliminated any road work that could have been done in your neighborhood. We are now also facing the same issue with the fencing projects overseen by Dale. The board did authorize minimal fencing projects around the ranch to maintain the cattle and to keep the cattle out of the spring areas. Dale misconstrued the minimal and necessary concept and built, in essence, source protection zones around both Leaf Springs and Meadow Canyon Springs. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to go up and see it. It's a great fence. Jessup did a great job, but it's way bigger than we need, and it costs way more than we had to spend. By doing so, he overspent our current $10,000 fencing budget by almost $4,500, and additionally already has spent $4,700 of next year's budget. The majority of the members of the current board that are voted to represent you once again voted to reimburse him. I will not. Do we have any say in these matters? Is there any recourse we can take? I know that as long as I've been on the board, there's always been a steadfast rule which has been voted on and approved at multiple meetings that unless a project is pre-planned and pre-approved, no monies would be reimbursed. However, that decision is constantly being ignored. During the last month's meeting, a vote was taken and approved to implement a salary of $500 per month to be paid to the new board president. That's $6,000 out of our pocket to pay for a volunteer that's supposed to represent us. Are these candidates here to voluntarily represent us or to receive a paycheck? If they can answer here to voluntarily represent us, then the first order of business on our new board would be to rescind the previous decision made. Can each of these candidates agree to that? Guys, your money is not being spent responsibly and is not being utilized fairly. To further display the board's lack of upholding the fiduciary duty, they are now asking you to agree to sell off an association-owned parcel to remedy the unnecessary debt. Trust me when I tell you, if a vote from the membership was not necessary to do this, that lot would have already been sold. The increase of our dues last year was implemented to accommodate the entire ranch and meet our basic needs. It was not meant to allow frivolous spending. It's time to stop this irresponsible behavior, not only by Dale, but also by the members of the board who are supposed to represent you. The only way to do this is by voting an impartial board. Any questions about the financial report?
I have some questions, Joan.
Go ahead, Dirk.
Basically, I'm just a little bit confused because it looks like we've got about $52,000 in our account right now.
Correct.
Which is,
nope, it's 49.
I think as much as we've ever had at this time of year.
It's 49.
And the liabilities that we have, that it shows that we have outstanding, are about $1,700. And you mentioned something about debt that we have that we need to sell a lot to cover. I'd like to understand what debt we have that is not on our financials.
No, we don't have a debt that's not on our financials. However, that was brought up in a letter that was sent out, I think, by Dale. The good things that have happened over the last year, at the very bottom of that, there was a statement in there that they wanted to talk about at this meeting to sell an association lot to meet our debt for this year. After we pay off all the bills this year, we'll still end up with enough in the bank to cover us. And I hate to say the amount out loud because I'm afraid someone's going to write a check on it right now.
Okay, well, I think we're due to no amounts. We don't withhold those from...
All right, well, we have $14,000 left after everything has been paid.
Okay, so...
And that's because a lot of things in the budget were not done this year. You know, little things that... cabin maintenance and things like that.
That you will spend that money on those remaining projects, which I think sounds fine, but I just don't see... I mean, I can understand if there's maybe a question to sell a lot because there are some additional projects that need to be done, but I see zero evidence that we need to sell a lot to cover some debt that we
You're
have.
Absolutely correct.
I just want to know if I'm wrong or right.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
Unless something else terrible happens in the next 2 months, we are good.
Yeah.
And we should not have to be selling that lot, no.
Just in my opinion, this is not a good time to sell lots.
Absolutely.
Get money with a really down market. And mostly lot sellers would be somewhat desperate to sell in these kind of conditions. And I don't see any desperate need. And I think our finances look adequate. I don't see any reason why we should be worried about increased dues either.
No, we should not. Those dues we have that were put in place are enough to cover what we've got to put out that are necessary and to cover the unexpected things that hopefully we don't have any more of those this year. But we should be fine if we stay status quo for the rest of the year.
And can I add, Dirk, to your question, let's not get hung up on paying a debt. That was one thing that's mentioned. But the big picture would be, for me, as a lot owner, there are surplus lots that could be sold for ranch improvement, and it might be for a better trust, it might be for solar power at the cabin, it might be for whatever it is, culvert or something. Again, there's money in the budget, but this would be above and beyond that. And so it's just throwing the idea out there of we've got this surplus property that was intended to be sold or possibly sold sometime. This may or may not be the best time to do it.
Yeah, I have really no problem with selling our surplus property. I just had a problem with the inference that we had to cover some debt.
Right, and that wasn't worded right, and if I'm the one that said it, I apologize. Brent is the one that was responsible for not reviewing my final draft because he brought up the same question in an email. And so I appreciate his vigilance. He's paying attention and asked the exact same question. So.
Well, I think it's clarified now. I just wanted to make sure that was the case.
So after that,
I have a question.
Just a second, Val. Just a second. After that, are we going to get back to a regular financial report after those accusations, Jody, or are you going to? Is that it?
That's all I got.
Well, I think the numbers would be kind of what.
What the financial
right? That's what I was expecting.
Not going to hit that part.
Balance sheet.
That crap is fat. Just okay. So you understand that.
No, it's opinion.
Go ahead, Val.
It's opinion. It's numbers. It's not opinion. It's numbers. Numbers.
Can we say your name? Can we all know who they are? Val Tran, Lot 2. In the Treasury Department report, item number 3, there's a side note that says that there's 13 lots that benefited from the road construction in the Upper Slide Canyon. Is there a list of those lots?
Lot numbers is 164.
No, that wasn't. Yeah, that wasn't an Upper Slide. That was in Meadow Canyon, Upper Meadow Canyon.
Upper Meadow rather than Upper Slide.
Yeah.
Should I do it on the side rather than...
No, go to the next page.
I don't have a lot of numbers with me. I looked them up on the map when I printed that, when I wrote it. There's at least 13.
I'd like those numbers.
Okay, sure. I sure can, Val.
Val, I'd like for her to show us on the map where those 13 lots. That's why we put the map up. If she would show us where those 13 lots are.
That would be great.
You know what? And I will get back to you on that because I can't do it without my map. And my map is at home.
What about that map?
Because I have it written on my map.
To bring your stuff, I sent an email.
Well, you can look at the map anywhere on the map and see up here and look at the dashboard. So what? Right up in through here, there's 13 of lots that I was referring to, right in this area right here.
Would you read those numbers?
Well, Val, there's a whole bunch of them. Do you have a map? Do you have a current map at your house?
May I answer your question, Val? May I answer your question?
Yes.
Or Phil, Jody?
He'll know which lots he owns. Just write them down.
We're talking about the $10,000 check for Allen Seed for a mile of Meadow Canyon Road. Mm-hmm. I think everybody here knows where Meadow Canyon Road is. Mm-hmm. And
supply 50% of the lots with better access.
Part of the road does.
Our access to course.
This road has been gravelled over the years. Fine job. Everybody's helped. And this being the main entrance to the ranch from Lake Tropic, from the forest, people coming out of Salt Lake. So this is a very popular entrance to the road, to the ranch. The $10,000 paid for gravel from here to the Iron Gate.
And that's what distance?
One mile.
1 mile.
I'm supposed to own 13 lots. I own no lots.
That's not true.
This is the false information that was in the treasurer's report, and I just wanted it clarified. It's false, and all the membership should know transparency as to who did what when.
Dale, tell me you do not own 13 lots in this area right here.
I do not.
Yes, you do. I looked it up on the current map. The one that's listed online, and there's more than 13.
She said I had 13 lots on Meadow Canyon Road.
Correct. Off of Meadow Canyon Road that have access from that road.
I have a couple over here by Phil Hall. Does that make any difference? I own a lot in Slide Canyon.
Anybody would like that report, I will be happy to make that up and email it to you. Or fax it to you.
Much false, you don't want it. Now, I own a few lots here in this corner, not served by that road. I own these lots down here that were on the old road.
They're still served by the road.
No, it's not served by that road.
They're served by the whole road.
I do not own 13 lots anywhere near the Meadow Canyon field.
Perhaps this is the time. In Jody's report also, she talked about Dale... and the reimbursement. You're talking about 1 mile there. Many of you saw the gravel mountain of gravel that was here. I want you to know, if you don't know, that there was great interest in having gravel made for the ranch. A lot of interest.
I can't hear you.
I'll just come stand right by you. There was a lot of interest in gravel. Who arranged to have the gravel made?
Phil
Hall.
I did.
Good job. On what premise was it made?
That the ranch got half.
Some 4 or 5 years ago, the other thing that Jody mentions is how Dale was reimbursed. I'm not arguing any point about that or not. But what I want to point out to you is that other vote that just swept under the table, efforts and ongoing conversations that were done with the board, the ranch managers, for over 5 years that led to getting that gravel made and me placing gravel for 6 to 8 miles. 6 to 8 miles. Multiply that times what it costs for 1 mile. That's what was swept under the board by the board. Okay? It was a new board, or different boards. It all originated with talking to then the road person, board member in charge of roads, Brent Fulmer, arranging and talking about culverts, which road, and then there were conversations on and off with the ranch managers,
and inquiries to the board. Are they in favor of looking at doing something like this with Dale, with Larry, others that were on the board? And my only desire at the time was, I said, okay, well, just as long as you start, since I bring in the crew that starts the gravel, it starts up at my area. And I said, I'll be very liberal on what I charge the members of the ranch, or how that I get paid. I'm not looking for a lump sum. I want to be able to get up Gravel Canyon. Not Gravel Canyon, excuse me, Crawford. This is Crawford. There are 100 lots up here. Many of you have taken the ride up here on that road, where many culverts were placed, and seen how nice that road is even held up under the rain. You know, a lot of effort was put into that. You all remember the real ruckus about the lawsuit with the horses. And then there was the real ruckus with the developing a spring up the Meadow Canyon. And the board just didn't seem to have time, always putting off addressing this project that I had requested, talked about, offered, made known. And the board over 3 or 4 or 5 years, different people were on it. So these guys had all voted it down. To help me at all with any of the costs, I may not have been aware of all the past conversations. But I ask you, that road, all of that graveling and culverts, it was about I sent for some numbers, $60,000, okay? And what do they want to do?
Nothing.
I told them it was over $60,000. I told them I would cover at least half of that myself, personally. I told them I would like some compensation. I told them I would take out over years my assessment, whatever I could do, and a small amount yearly, just to make it possible to cover that, to not to indebt the ranch too much. When they did what they did, I thought, well, I ought to sue them, because I have emails, I have recorded things, but that would be like suing me and you. I don't want to do that. So I'm not up here saying, pay me money in cash right now. I'm saying I made a great effort that was put down, that was for all the reasons I don't know, but that it was pretty unfair. And you saw that mountain of gravel go, and then that's why we have more graveling in the ranch. I paid at least $4,000 myself to have the gravel machinery set up. I didn't charge you that. So, am I upset? Sure, I'm upset a little bit. Did I know it was going to cost that much myself? No, just like Dale didn't quite know it was going to cost that much for that 1 mile. And that's why I decided to eat at least half, probably more, personally. And then just ask for maybe some trickle payment, some consideration. And because that road, a lot of people have driven up there, and they know how nice that road is, even through the rainstorms. It's greatly improved the ranch. We all want to improve our roads. And so, as part of her report, I just bring that to your attention. Yes?
So, in essence, you're saying that we got $60,000 worth of work for $10,000?
No.
Zero. You got zero.
And
but then what did it cost to do what we did? I mean, how much was it?
That one section for a mile cost about $10,000.
Yeah. We spent $15,000 on the whole road, on the Meadow Canyon Road.
Thank you.
$5,000 on the first part, $10,000
on the second. I've said my part. I hope that in some way, somehow, sometime, slow or what, easy, there will be some consideration. I'm happy. The road is nice. Fred drives on that road a lot. It's a nice road, right, Fred?
You betcha.
show us, boy, that road that you laid the gravel on and all the lots around it that benefit from that. This road went from right here. Stop right there. Now, where's your property?
My property's up there.
Way up there. You're laying road across for all of us to get to your place is what you're doing.
I took it in here. I even took and did all of this road, too. So I've done this, all of this.
Okay, can I?
Just to be shunned by the board.
On that 2 years, 2 years ago, a lot of those lot owners up there did chip in money and put drainage culverts.
And we put
in.
Some culverts in.
And they all tried to.
And I donated some culverts in, too. And yes, Barbara Button, and we had a good time. Part of this other thing, I put in more culverts and all of this gravel.
Phil, just for clarification, are you saying why should anyone else be reimbursed for doing what you did and you didn't get reimbursed?
I'm saying it seemed a little in my face.
Thank you.
Okay. If no way up there's stuff, go back to the map. Yeah. I just end the road that they'll just finish marking there.
Where's the big black marker?
And then show us what that 1 mile of road that was improved by Dale. What lots gained from it? Okay, now you're clear up in there, and all those ones that road goes has gained from your work.
Including that.
It seems to me that all the lots beyond the Ponderosa Grove, with the exception of two lots, are in the name of...
Okay, Phil, now up at the Iron Gate, at the end of the mile road that Dale put in, up at the top, right there, now to the left, what lots are there have been gained from that mile?
Well...
Those in there, right?
You know, I like to go up into the forest.
Sure, that's...
And I think that was a good thing to do.
Okay, along the left side there, that's all common land, is it not?
Yes. I mean, it does help get access if you come back in here.
Now, what lots are those?
These are the pipeline lots.
Right, pipeline. Who owns pipeline?
Mr. Clarkson does.
Yes.
Can I answer that?
Doesn't he also pay about $30,000
to use? That is a lie, and you shouldn't believe it. I do not own that 150 lots. And she just said, I own Slide Canyon.
I said you own 13 or more, Dale.
Dale, I'm talking not about Slide Canyon. I'm talking about Pipeline Canyon right there where that road is. Okay. You know, those lots in there you don't own? You own how many of them?
Yeah.
Seven. Okay. That's seven lots in the game right there. And there's nothing else except common land along the left side.
And so do 50 right now. Right now, the only way that all of us can get over to those 49% of the lots that are on the, and I'm sorry, directions, I think on the west. I have never been comfortable in coming off of the county road to go to any of those lots when I come up. And so I've always had to go through this way, use that road all the way to get into any of those 300 lots, 200, however many is right there. I counted them. I think it's 49% of the lot because we can't ever come from any other way. So this road improvement right here, has always been great. You leave this point and all of these lots that have to come up this way or come across here, all of those, which is 49% of the lot, have to use that road to get into their lot.
Okay, Jay, I'm Shandy.
Phil, I agree 100% with your effort. I've been up there. I have four lots there in your neighborhood. We suggested we waste a lot of time on the board this year because I think the answer and the best way to share this is some neighborhood improvement like you've been doing. like Rich Coleman, some of them live in one area, different areas, improving your own road, and cost sharing. That makes good sense. And that's exactly what you've asked for, is simply cost sharing. You do half of it if the ranch would help out or the neighbors would help out. That makes good, solid sense. The same thing is true on the Troop. I and two or three others use the Meadow Canyon Road. I think every person here has probably used it. And along with that line, I do have quite a few lots over inside. The ranch has not spent hardly a penny in 10 years on that area. I spent many, many thousands of dollars clearing trees, most of you know it, and getting the county in to do culverts and to improve the Meadow the Slide Canyon Road. It's on its way, doing things, and I have not asked for any reimbursement on that because it's not the same as other neighborhoods. So I think all of us need to plan on some neighborhood expenses and some cost sharing. But there's one or two on the board that have blocked that. Every time we brought it up, they have been super negative and did not want to do it. And that was one of the things that held your up. I was in favor.
I disagree with that. That's untrue.
I was in favor of
sorry,
you.
Sorry, that's untrue.
Cost share.
No, Sean, that's
there was some on the board that was mad that you did it not before you asked. Same thing, they're criticizing
you. I think partly is there some ignorance on when I asked along the way, and the new people just
and I'm guilty of the ignorance he's talking about. And bill expenditure is something that we can revisit today, in January, or for the next 20 years as we pay them back. So it's not dead. It hasn't gone away. And part of the issue was, just a second, and it's going to be Candy's turn. I see your hand. Part of the issue was, see, I would, it would be a conflict of interest for me because I'm Phil's neighbor. See, and if I push getting him reimbursed, then someone's going to twist that into I'm trying to benefit by my support of Phil's issue of being reimbursed for some part, all of his expense. Candy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to say
hey, Dale.
What was the answer to my question?
I remember what your question was.
The answer to your question is I will email you that, Val. I will email you that, Val.
You will.
I will. I certainly will.
When was that?
I will email you that.
When?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm up here for another week.
Okay. Dale, what? Dale, over and above the $10,000, what did that cost, that project out there?
It did not, that particular thing did
yeah.
not cost
I got you,
a couple thousand.
You only gave me more than that. Did
I? Most of you did. Our donations have been over.
I'm pretty sure you did.
If not, did you put more money above the
yeah. Do it after. Okay, I have a comment to make. The whole thing here is not really about
real law.
The whole thing about this is fairness and money. Art, you said, well, Dale puts in more money, he pays more dues. Yeah, that's true. He owns more lots, he gets more votes. But we need to make sure that the money that comes in is spent fairly between the neighborhoods. We need to make sure that people, members that do the same thing, are treated fairly. This proposal by your request letter to the board, Phil, took 2 seconds to toss aside. No, we're not doing it. I brought it up more than one time. If we're doing it for Dale, we need to do it for Phil. If we can make an arrangement and live within a budget that we can allocate $5,000 this year to this road, $5,000 this year to this road in different neighborhoods, that all the members get to share a portion of what we spend and produce. So that's my main point on all of this. And taking money from the budget like that, demanding payment like that, sucking it out of our money that I don't even know as a treasurer if we're going to be able at this point in time, at that point in time when it was done, if we can still foot the bills for the rest of the year.
Well, you're responsible. You're on the board.
I can't.
The board is supposed to take care of stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
You know, that would be a really good thing, but I'm always outvoted. So
well, guess what? We need to hear. If you think that, then that's why we're here to vote.
That's exactly why.
Okay, Sean.
That's
so
exactly why.
Stop arguing. Stop cutting Dale down and get on with business.
We're getting on
that's
with business.
That's all you have done this whole meeting.
Hey, Art.
Sorry, Art, you're
civil.
Wrong.
You're being uncivil. Relax.
I'm telling you that she's...
Relax.
I'm sorry, I can't put up with those letters, those hate letters.
They're not hate letters, Art. Those numbers and they're facts. Okay, I got the floor. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you a little bit about why we did some things that we did. Number one is we have no objection. I haven't even been on Phil's road yet. I have no idea. But everybody tells me how beautiful and wonderful it is. And I know that Phil does everything top-notch. He does everything good, and he's done a lot of really good things for the ranch. Phil's done a lot of really good things for the ranch. We had an issue at Meadow Canyon Road. Okay? This has to be taken care of. Every single member had that. How many of you been to the pond? How many been in Meadow Canyon? How many of you used the cabin?
That's
how many been
the
up
pond.
There? That's because most of the membership uses this area. And we had to fix the road. Okay, most of the membership. That's why we felt it was really important that we get that part done.
The part we paid for is after that middle, that road up to the pond.
Right here, so
it's
by the
past middle. The pond.
That's
the $10,000. $5,000 that we've already paid is before the ponds, and that's what benefits the ponds road. This is after the ponds, just to be correct. That's
and,
all.
Okay, and we also have a group called Grand to Grand, okay,
right.
That is a county, and if we got that road up, they were going to keep and maintain that road so that they can take their vehicles up to bring these wasters in. So there's a number of reasons why we did things.
It's like they're maintaining a student farm road, right?
Well, they are now going to do better because we got through the litigation on the Grand Staircase Plan and SMI.
Well, yesterday I talked to the people and they said there's no plans to re-gravel student farm road.
How about we ask the county commissioner right here instead of jumping in, Ken, since you don't know, right?
Tell me, are there plans to re-gravel student farm road?
There are not.
There are not. There's no money for it.
Huh? Do they have a contract to maintain that road?
We don't have a contract. It's a county road.
But it's a responsibility, and the county will take care of the road. Is that not correct?
Yes, the county doesn't maintain that road.
Many of you notice sometimes the road seems to look quite a bit smoother.
Yeah.
It's because I paid a big truck to pull a big tire up and down that road for all of it.
Thank
many
you,
many times.
Yes, that's true. And the thing that we're talking about is I don't benefit over here any more than any of the you guys all benefit from Phil. None of us benefit from Phil. Okay? None of it. So the right thing to do is neighborhood helping each other build your roads. Well, we need to get the roads fixed. Everybody knows that we can't get access. What good are your lots? We can't get in. Can we pull together? Mm-hmm. Can we say, okay, let's work it out and start doing these neighborhood things?
I'm all for helping. I can do a little bit with a shovel. I can drive, except those of you that passed my van on the county road. So.
Can't hear.
Okay, I'll use my outdoor voice. I'm willing to help. I can use a shovel. I can drive, except for my van that I wrecked on the county road on my way here to this meeting. I don't know why. There's always so much dissension and so much hate. I came to one board meeting before, and I've heard recordings, and I'm just a little upset. You guys can't get along.
Because we have one family that controls the ranch.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop it.
Can't have that on the floor. Why do we come if everybody just has so much hate and bickers so much? We don't all have to agree. We don't all even have to like each other.
We can just accept what the prophet says, right? What the patriarch says is God's law,
and
we should live by that.
Come on.
If my dad worked, I would leave this meeting quite
soon. Let me just call someone in. Dale's my friend. What do you think we're enemies? We're not. Good discussion is okay, and it doesn't really mean that we hate each other. I think we've come to know, a lot of us, come to know each other. And we enjoy this place, and I know from the outside sometimes it seems like it's real bitter. Yes, there are feelings, Dale. He's been the guy from the beginning, and sometimes his wishes aren't quite the same way we would go about it as a group, you know. But I have to, I became real bitter for a while, about 7 or 8 years ago, and it actually made me physically ill.
I had to go in hell of a mess.
And say, Dale.
Come on, Dale.
Heavenly Father loves him as much as he loves me. And I got to live with Dale and enjoy Dale. But I can still disagree with him. And I'm not going to let it get to my gall. You know that old expression? It really affects you. Anyway, so I'm not here to plead for us to love Dale or to love me. But maybe love you right now.
And how can you guys
like to say we do it, healthy discussions are okay. It does seem, in my opinion, that Dale's a strong-willed, minded person, and he does, in his own way, affect controlling things around here. But he's looking out for what he thinks is right. And the fact is, a lot of us don't agree with him all the time.
Well, on that, I put a pad over here. I would like to know what do the members want. I think they got what are identical to the things that the members want. Okay. Now, if there's a conflict, then let's work them. Let's identify.
I found out Dale's right on that point. It's just how he goes about it.
It's the way we go about it sometimes.
That's the way it is, Dale. Most of the time, we are looking at the same, similar things. But by golly, you've got a way of going about it that sometimes isn't really the way the majority would like to go about it, and that's what rubs them really.
Let's identify that.
May I speak?
Yes, please.
Bob Wolves at 220. I agree, Dr. Phil. Love among everybody. It's also love the bylaws.
Right. Bob, I served on the board for a year, and I understand how the board works. It's a difficult thing to please everybody and to be. All I'm asking in my belief system is to be honest and above board and to follow the bylaws. If we're not going to pay unapproved money before, if it's approved and it's legal and it should be paid, then pay it. We need to make a plan for that road. There's the roads in this map. You can't get on a four-wheel. You can't even get on them in a horse. They need to be taken care of, but they should not be taken care of, not systematically, but everybody involved, not one person involved, one group involved. Sure, there's emergencies and set aside emergency ways to handle it, but don't let somebody come in and bring your neck around the board who they have control of and get issues passed that shouldn't be passed. That's easy down right. He deserves the $10,000, but he deserves it after he's approved it, before he spent it, and not after he spent it. If he decides to spend it before he's approved it, then he's given it to the ranch. If he wants approval, he needs approval before he asks for the money back. Okay.
Yes. I agree. In a perfect world, in an ideal situation, that's the way it works.
Right.
Sometimes things are not ideal. In the case of Bill, it was a 5-year process, and he finally did it. So based on that principle, we don't reimburse him because it was never approved, which is not correct. So we can go back and fix some of these things, and maybe with a better president, maybe with more dedicated board members, we can work through these things and accomplish that. Ideally, that's the way I would like to do things. Unfortunately, sometimes there are fires that need to be put out. We spend money on roads that are not improved when they get wet and people drive on them. So there's a maintenance expense also that we avoid when the road is built properly. There's less maintenance. So that's something to consider. Plus, we had a pile of gravel that we were afraid would disappear by the pickup load or by the wheelbarrow load, whatever it was, but that gravel needed to be used. So we also had that issue, and it was a fire that we needed to put out. So we will again revisit Bill's issue and figure out how to best take care of that. Are we ready to move on?
Do you want me to read the financial numbers?
That would be nice.
Okay. The financial report that is available to you up here is from January to present. In this, we had a budget that was made up in October for this year, and it was budgeted in and figured that we would bring in $136,000 in assessments. We have brought in $134,000. $729,000 in assessments. Total with the other income that we have on the ranch, again, is on your financial report if you have it. It was budgeted, the figure, that we would bring in $170,425 worth of income as working capital for the ranch. We have brought in $164,183 to date to work with. The expenses that we've had are on page 5, a total on that. The total expenses that we figured on spending in the budget was $167,138. The total that we have spent to date is $118,900, basically $119,000 that has been spent. We are in the black. That is good. We intend to stay in the black. That's my part of my job, is to help to do that. We have working capital to finish out the year at this point. It is close. We have lots of projects that need to be done because of things that have gone awry over the last couple of years when we haven't had managers that knew all the things that needed to be taken care of. We have found a lot of damage since the Braytons have come back. We found a lot of damage on the ranch. Things like the managers that came in weren't aware how to take care of the solar system, the solar power. Things like that, things that needed to be corrected. So I think right now we're in good shape to finish out the year.
Thank you. The next item, number 4, says department reports. 4 of the 7 directors this year. Do we want to go over this right now? A little bit.
I don't know.
I'll just read them. Road and fire protection, Mark has been over that. Ranch activities, Shauna is also the secretary. Water resources and management, Dale Clarkson. Agriculture and wildlife, Ben Clarkson, but also vice president. Mark was president for most of his time on the board. Sorry, dropping down here. Agriculture and wildlife, Ben, vice president. Facilities, cabin maintenance, me, David Turley. And then for the last couple of months, I've been president. Legal and public safety, finance, Jody as treasurer, ranch communications and reservations, web development, Ryan. Who's not here? Didinsky. Committee reports? What do we want to report on?
We don't have any committees.
The reason why is we're going to cover these in the regular meeting after lunch when some of you will remain, some of you won't. So that's why I'm trying Is there anything we need to cover as far as roads and fire protection?
The only committee that I know that we have is the water committee.
Dave?
And that was dissolved.
Somewhere, I'd like to talk to the county inspectors about
road issues.
Somewhere.
Let's do it now.
Let's see the road. This is over the road.
Yeah, Mark. So go ahead. Mark's not here. Go ahead.
Introduce yourself.
Dirk Clayson. I own a couple of lots here, and also I'm serving as a county commissioner right now in King County. There's just a couple of items that I thought maybe at this meeting I could bring up and get a little direction on so that we could say, hey, we'll try to work on that, or no, we won't work on that. First of all, I'll just to clarify, the main Scoot-N-Paw Road is what the county calls a Class B road. Class B road standard is that it should be passable by two-wheel drive vehicle under normal conditions. And the county receives mainly gasoline fuel tax in order to do the budget to take care of these roads. The county generally doesn't do a major upgrade in any road without some kind of a special improvement district or an assessment being paid for by those that use those roads. And so we do the best that we can to maintain the infrastructure. Now, those of you that have been out there for 20 plus years have seen that road generally gets improved over the years. There are some floods here and there that set us back, but we do the best that we can, chasing all the roads around in the county and doing the maintenance. We have roads all over the county right now that are completely washed out with these floods and situations that we've had over the last month. And I think, generally speaking, I think the county's been doing a good job at maintaining this road and improving it a little bit each year as they can. So will the county gravel that whole road or do some major project on it? No. Will the county put a little gravel here and there as different spots need more maintenance and try to make it so it needs less maintenance? Yes. And so that's kind of the maintenance plan on that road and what's been taking place. There was about a four-year period, maybe three-year period, where the county actually didn't have the legal jurisdiction over that road. We have fought through those battles and we received that jurisdiction except for a few miles, which used to be old state school section in that road. As of about 6 months ago, we received jurisdiction for those as well. So now we have the complete legal jurisdiction to maintain and do the maintenance on that road without notice to any party, and so we've been doing that. Now, there have been some volunteer efforts, like Phil had mentioned. They need to be in coordination with the county. So we've had issues before where some volunteer efforts have caused the county to have a lot of maintenance issues and possibly some liability issues. But I know Phil has talked to Bert. Bert Harris, our road manager, talked to me, and we've had discussion in meetings about if it would be okay to have some of these different things done, and those have been improved. So, and we've done another number of projects throughout the county where somebody would come and say, hey, if I pay for the gravel here, will you guys, in the course of your maintenance, spread it out and do some things? So there's quite a bit of co-optimism that goes on. But we would hope to see this road generally improved, and we're trying to do our best to maintain it. So that's item number one, just a little update. Does anybody have any questions on how that works? Yeah.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, that pile of gravel, unfortunately, is in the Grand Staircase Monument now. It would have been a pit that the county used to take things out of, but when the monument was declared, the monument, as part of this proclamation, does not allow any extraction of minerals within. So it's been kind of a frustrating thing. It's been something I've been trying to work with the revision to the plan to do something about that, but there's been a lot of debate about that. So there's that nice big step being protected by the Bill Clinton's proclamation. So, any other questions?
Yeah. Gas tax collected.
Yes.
During the 3 years of no maintenance. Is that built up somewhere so that it's going to flood down on us later?
It has been built up, and when we started doing maintenance, we did a lot of extra maintenance with that. So it's pretty well been spent. One of the things that you should know about fuel tax is that for the last, since 1997, Kane County's not received any increase in fuel tax. In 97, what they did is they, instead of allocating fuel tax based on mileage of road, they allocated it based on mostly population. And so our county took a big dive because we don't have a large population, especially in the unincorporated areas. And so what the state did at that time is they said, well, you can receive the same amount you were getting, but then we've not participated in any increase since then. I attended meetings yesterday in Logan where I was trying to lobby for trying to find a way to get that formula to be rechanged. And I think with a lot of effort over the next year or two, we can probably do something about it. the state in general and most counties are struggling with their fuel taxes, because fuel taxes are not a percentage of fuel. They're a set number of cents per gallon. And so as fuel has gone up, the tax collected over the last 10 years has not gone up. And yet our cost to maintain roads, because it's all driven on diesel fuel and oil products, tires on graders, and even wages over 10 years have all gone up a lot. So there's a lot of issues with fighting through the budgets regarding fuel taxes. For the first time in maybe 15 or 20 years, this year the county had to borrow from the general fund just the cash flow to the road fund. So those funds are being used, and we're at a point where we can see in a couple of years at the cross points that we're headed that we'll be in serious trouble. And so, but again, we're not the only county. All the rural counties are in that same boat fighting that, and most of the urban counties because of the fact that there's been no increase because of it not being a percentage. That's probably a longer answer than you want me. But that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes. I don't think there is any other than the natural terrain and the drainages. There is probably less effort put from Deer Springs to Codachrome. It's an area that has less traffic, it serves less public need, and so there's probably less effort on that. And I think the main thing that you just need to know is that the county is doing their best to serve the maximum amount of roads and the maximum amount of travel with the funds that they have. So if the road generally is coming up a little bit over the years, that's about the best that you could probably expect. The elbow. Yeah. We put a lot of effort into that gravel pit at the Alton area, because gravel resources in our county are really scarce. Garfield County has lots of good gravel resources, but we really struggle with gravel resources, and particularly since the Grand Staircase was formed, we're not allowed to use any mineral resources within that. Okay.
I don't know if this comes into your purview, but do you know that they're planning to do a burn at the top of our ranch, the whole all through the pines? They came and surveyed the lot, the boundaries of the ranch. And the surveyors told us that they're planning to do a burn. They didn't know when, or they didn't say when. And you know how those burns go. So underneath Bryce Canyon to the top of the ranch. And that's my question, if you know anything about that, because the CNAB office, I think, if enough of us say, hey, if you burn and mess us up, we're going to sue you. You know, and you can get a pre-thing from the courts, like notifying, putting them on notice before that happens. You're less likely to do the burn there. If enough of us have checked. They're real sneaky. They don't tell anybody. There'll probably be some little notice about that big in the paper, but they've surveyed and that's their intention.
I don't, Bill. That's the Forest Service, and I'm not responsible for the Forest Service, and I'm frustrated with anybody with the Forest Service. But
I will
tell you this.
Write that
the
down.
County's perspective is the Forest Service last year did 23 or so burns. So this is not a new thing. And the reason why they do burns is because they're allowed to do it under a categorical exclusion of the NEPA process, National Environmental Policy. And so it's the last tool that they've been allowed to use to manage their forest. In my opinion, it's a really poor tool.
Especially in the
West. A much better tool would be the fact that we understand that these forests draw a certain amount of biomass every year, but for something along the lines of 10 years, they've not been allowed to do forest harvesting and management practices because all the NEPA processes have been appealed. King County did a join in a lawsuit this last year, and we finally got on the Kaibab Forest, the first timber sale let out for bid, and it's now been closed about last week or 2 weeks ago, and it hasn't been announced who received it in 10-year period. And that, Jacob Ryan is only taking care of about 5% of what that herb produces as far as biomass. So you see that's even a small dent. But Cedar Mountain, for example, we dealt with that catastrophe up there, which is all a byproduct of these huge fires in the West. They're a byproduct of the fact that we're no longer managing our forests. We're waiting for lightning strikes, or we're waiting for, or we're left with controlled burns as the only mechanism to take the biomass out of the forest. So I think all of you should talk to the forest, and we're kind of pushing what we call a healthy forest initiative. There's actually a bill in Washington, D.C. that passed this week through the House, and so now it's up before the Senate, that allows the Forest Service to move forward with managing the forest based on its health rather than non-use practices.
Thank you. I just had one other thing. You might remember Ole Lindgren, Ole that was here?
Yes.
I have him come in and give horse rides to my family or friends once in a while. He's the one that talked to me about what you can do to discourage them to not get the burn. It had a lot to do with, you know, notifying them. So as a group, I would urge the board or the new board that we have a discussion, and that we, because their track record isn't very good. The fires from Boulder or elsewhere around here have gotten out of hand.
And we're on the downwind side.
Yeah, and so...
Well, Phil, let me just mention one thing if I can. They've actually been getting... Like I said, this is not the tool that I would prefer for them to use, but the tool of do nothing and wait for the end product is probably a worse tool.
I agree.
And so I think it's, I mean, it, they're in between a rock and a hard spot, and Brent can talk to us some about this because... you know, the range has gone through some process in some areas to develop a zone. What do you call the zone, Brent?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you call the zone that you build, the protection zone? To try to...
Wooey.
Defensible space. But when we went through and did some boundaries along the ranch, Metal Canyon, we did some thinning projects and stuff like that.
When I talked to the Forest Service here a while back, I thought they talked about going in and doing thinning.
Yeah.
Well, when they were surveying, that's what those guys were telling us right along. Now, up there, if you might not know, there's that trail.
Right. Great Western.
Great Western. They haven't been maintaining it at all. I've cleaned it up some, but here again, I'm probably admitting to things like the road thing. I don't have permission to do that.
Especially if you're on your ATV.
So. No, I'm not on my ATV. On a horse.
Good to know.
On a horse. On one. But the oldest, biggest tree up there, you've never seen it, is like a junior redwood.
And if it's not, if it's only for horses,
it's hardly even get a horse down there.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's what I hear.
So we should be also urging them to maintain.
I'd like to get on to my second topic if I can, because this has kind of gone a little long. And I throw this out as a topic, and if you hate it, that's good. We just don't work on it. If you like it, we will work on it and try to see if we can make some things happen. There's been some debate over the years about Meadow Canyon Road. Meadow Canyon Road is a private road. The association is a... has maintained it over the years. You've had some debate about the improvements that have been done largely by the ranch and private landowners. The Meadow Canyon Road, maybe 7-8 years ago, but some time ago, it was proposed that it become a county road, and the ranch association said no, mainly because they didn't want to give up the right to close off the ranch at certain times of the year, deer hunting and so forth. And so I've had some discussions with the Forest Service and the county. The Forest Service, we've been trying to ask them to maintain the roads above the gate better. And they said that, well, you know what, we don't have any ability to do that, so will you, the county, maintain those roads better. Those are roads that the county has also claimed that we have a right to get to. But it's pretty difficult to drive clear around through Garfield County and come down and maintain those roads. If we had permission to go through the ranch so that we can maintain those roads, we would do some maintenance periodically on them. So there are kind of two questions. One is, do we make the Meadow Canyon Road a county road with the expectation that the county would maintain it based on similar philosophies as I've described? They would maintain it as it is and generally improve it over the years, as we have all the roads that we maintain. Or is there a willingness to at least give the county permission to go through and do maintenance above the ranch? To benefit, you know, the traveling public, based on the idea that the traveling public would have the ability to come through the ranch, but you would still have the ability to close it off during the deer hunt or during times that you deem that it should be closed off. So those are kind of a couple of questions about that road. Does anybody have any feelings about that?
May I make a comment? One of the reasons we do close that road is at hunting time, because hunters will come into the ranch and hunt on the ranch without permission, without knowing where it's safe to hunt, where cabins are and lots are, private property, etc. That's one of the reasons why we've maintained the road as a ranch road and not allowed it this way. I like the idea of being able to go through.
Yeah, that's why we kind of worked out. Maybe rather than it be a county road, we would do a memorandum of understanding agreement that the county has the right to use the roads except for, you know, times that the ranch wants to close it off, and we would respect that.
Vandalism has always increased during hunting season also, so
I think even with the memorandum of understanding, our guy said that they would still do some maintenance on the road if that was allowed as well, because they're going to be driving graders and doing things up through, and they may as well do a little bit of maintenance as they're going. So, but
I'm the one who's just
yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a show of hands for not making it a county road, but making it something that we have a agreement in between the county and the ranch that we could use it except for the times that it was closed. Memorandum of understanding. And that we would have the right to do some maintenance on it while we're going through to do other maintenance activities. Who would be in favor of that?
There be a limited time frame to test it, like 2 or 3 years, and then reevaluate?
I think we could have a cancellation clause in that. So, how many are in favor of that?
Five.
How many are not in favor of that?
Okay, so let's make a motion.
Wow, right
there.
Yeah,
did the sun come up today?
Yeah, so let me state here, since it is an annual meeting, Shauna suggests maybe somebody make a motion.
Well,
so
does it have to be a board member, or can it just be? I mean, I can make the motion.
Well, maybe it would be best if it is
just
a board member, but I do want to make it clear here. If we make this motion to pursue this, it's that I will pursue it and work on it. It's not that I'm guaranteeing this is going to happen. It just gives me some credibility to go back to the county and say, I met with association members at their annual meeting. They were in favor of this idea.
Unanimously in favor.
Unanimously, which is really hard to get. And I will pursue that. So, if the county can agree to that, we'll draft up an agreement in between us and the county, and also we'll do something similarly with the Forest Service and move forward with that initiative. So,
as long as it's presented to the membership before the board with a vote on it, for the simple fact, if the way that they maintain the Scudamaw Road, how do we know what kind of maintenance is going to be held here?
I can promise you that this road will not be maintained better than the Scudamaw Road. So please don't have a perception.
My question is, I don't want to destroy any way or increase public traffic.
More than likely, it would be a byproduct of that happening. No question about it.
But before it's voted on and specifically done, I think we should have done it.
And I actually don't think that'll ever happen. You can request that, but what you're telling me is work on it all during the year and come back next year, rather than work on it and have the board ratify the
agreement. No, that's not what I meant. I mean, there could always be other meetings, and we can present it to the association.
I just think in reality that's probably not going to happen is all I'm saying.
This is the majority
of we go through quite a bit of effort to make this one meeting a year happen. I don't think there will be another one in 3 months. I'm just saying the reality is you're probably tying my hands if you say that.
Would you come and present the contract then to a regular board meeting that we have monthly?
I don't know that I would, but somebody from the county will. I kind of feel like maybe I'm a little... maybe not the right person.
But I'm just saying, before something is finalized...
Yeah, they would come before the board, and so I think you'd need to entrust the board is going to sign something reasonable based on what it seems like the desire is to do.
And can I add right at this point, it's very important to understand this. If this is a representative government, the directors represent you. Vote us on, vote us off, however you like it. We love to hear your opinion, and as I will eventually no longer be on the board, certainly I will not be director, I won't be president, sorry, after today, or shortly hereafter. I, too, will voice my opinion as a lot owner and as a member of the association. It's really important that we understand, just like national elections, our politicians want to hear from us, and unfortunately we're kind of like them in that way, but we don't go to you every single time we have a decision to make. You voted us onto the board, and future boards are the same way. This is not a democracy.
Okay?
It is a very specific kind of government where we are making the decisions for you. We'd love to hear your opinion, Candy. I would love to know what everyone thinks. We sent out the survey and we got about half of the members responded. Okay? Half of the members either didn't get it, didn't care enough to return it, or simply thought it was a waste of time or whatever because I had fun with it, and it was done on anyway, the way I did it. So, whatever. We would love to hear from you. We always love to hear from you. But we're the ones that decide. And that's the way it is. So vote us off, vote us on. Phil, you've got your hand halfway up.
Oh, I mean, I'm just going to say, we got it. But let's not lose track of this motion, kind of.
I agree.
We don't want to kill it, because right now we are in a perfect position.
Yeah.
Everybody agreed on it. We didn't even have anybody that argued. So the majority of the people that care and argue are here. So if we agreed, do it.
So what,
right?
What is the motion? You still have people asking questions.
Wait. Mary?
The language has to be specific that this is an agreement, an understanding with the county that county equipment, county operators have access through the ranch to maintain possibly part of the ranch road. Usually they do more damage than they do good, but they're going to maintain part of the road. It's not an open for the county. I'm a member of the county. If I wasn't a member of the ranch, I would take that as, hey, Kirsten just gave Kane County access to their road.
So we'll double check the wording on that agreement.
This is an opening. It is now not a county road. It's not open and accessible to.
Well, Larry, let me clarify that, because I think again you'll tie our hands if you want to say that.
I can't.
Because the ranch generally has public access now, unless it's property, right?
Can you call me and let me know?
Right, and so I can respect that. I can stay within that parameter, but I can't add another new parameter that says,
I'm going to go lock up and go home. I wanted to stay for a couple of hours, but I can't.
Yeah. I just say to you, we will not expend public funds.
Nellie wanted his mother and father to see it, but his father is out with the cattle. So I can't stick in
later. Maybe take a drink off then. Yeah, if you're going to say that no public can come through,
I wouldn't give you. My attorney said we would give you the key. To anybody.
The ranch can close its ranch at any time.
In fact, I just told them that
for these periods that they close their gate. But if you're also saying, and we're going to close the sign that says,
it's just that they wanted them to see
through the rest of the time. You know, we would still probably move forward with an MOU. We would still probably go through and do absolutely no maintenance on the Metal Canyon Road, but try to do maintenance above that. And so that's kind of a good discussion point that I think needs to happen. But
my concern is if the county's going to go on that road, I understand we're going to still have to maintain it, but I don't want to see us having to pick up extra costs because of us, the county equipment traveling on the road. And at first it sounded like that might have been spoken to, but we need to be sure that if they're using the road for maintenance access, that they don't leave it in worse condition than what
we started. I agree. And we'll make sure that we do what we can. Yeah.
I thought the most important point, and I apologize, I'm not sure who said it, was that this has an expiration date. And that we'll revisit this in 2 years, 3 years. I wouldn't go much longer than that, but let's make sure that it's actually working.
Well, most MOUs that we do will have something to this effect.
Okay.
It will automatically renew annually unless either party chooses to terminate, and either party may give 90 days to terminate.
Okay.
That sounds great.
We're going to try and close this. We're all on the same page.
You better make a motion.
We're going to do the
making
motion.
Making a motion. Okay, listen to the motion. I hope you got it in here. Okay. Making a motion, MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding with the county, Kane County, to use the Meadow Canyon Road as they will maintain it as they pass through to the Forest Service and not leave it in a worse condition with a cancellation clause.
Okay. Now, we're investigating a possibility of that. We're not voting on or agreeing to that right now.
Who's going
to
bring that
to our whole membership to do that?
We make motions so poorly here, it just astounds me sometimes, and then people get fired up for obvious reasons. Okay? Dirk is gauging our interest today. That is all he's doing. We've got a lot of interest. Let's check it out.
We have work fuzzies.
Let's see what they come up with.
So how do you want to write that, Vance?
Just
explain what else you want to add there.
The possibility as per...
That's going to put you back another year.
No.
We just want to investigate the possibility of the MOU.
Let him investigate. The ball's get in back to us. We did not vote on whether it's going to happen.
Well, the board will have to approve a written proposal from the county. Yeah. You'll see it in writing.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You're going to authorize the board to move forward with an investigation
and
basically work with you
and negotiation on this project.
Let's see what comes up. A lot of times people misinterpret hands up as hot damn, I'm off to the races. And that's not going to happen.
Well, and that's why I wanted to make it clear. I'm not making a commitment on the county's part that this is going
to
happen.
You made it clear
either.
To me. I'm just not so sure everybody else got it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to authorize the board to...
That's basically what we do by electing board members. I don't know why we keep rehashing, rehashing, rehashing. The board has the authority to investigate and move forward with that.
Okay. Authorizing the board to complete an investigation into making a memorandum of understanding with the county. Does that sound better? To use the Meadow Canyon Road, and they will maintain it as a pass-through to Forest Service and not leave it in a worse condition. With the cancellation clause, we will revisit this in 2 years. Well, no, we don't want to add that. Because on there, all that will be detailed in the memorandum. Okay. Okay, so we need a second.
5 seconds. All in favor?
Okay, vote. All the eyes.
Aye.
Aye.
Good. Moving on. Okay, we are going to introduce the. We're going to introduce the candidates and try and make this short and sweet. Lunch is going to be ready. We're going to start at the top. Jody Akers.
Well, you know who I am. You know what I stand for. That's all I got to say.
Short and sweet. That's what we love. Next is Robert Allen.
Well, I'll support the board and make all the effort I can to make it better for us and see if we can't get more better things done. And that's it.
Yay, Robert. Joe.
I just want to help keep it level, keep it honest, and move forward. Been here for 30 years or more, so. I know what's going on most of the time.
Jose.
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 107.
Lynette Foster.
I don't know how many people know me, but I feel that the things that have been accomplished, at least in the last year, has made it possible for 75% of the lot owners that have not had access. If I wanted to explain, when I come up here many, many times a year, there are areas where roads that access 49% of the membership has not been accessible until this year. I feel comfortable that I could actually leave the county road and go on the, whatever the name of it is. I don't even know the name, but it stands up. But it accesses 49% of the lot owners that can now use that road and don't have to come through the whole road and go all the way around to access their property. I can't even get to my lot right now because my road has not been maintained, but there's only 3 people on it. So, I would like to be on the board because of the road projects that have been proposed that can continue to grow and make it so that everybody has access to their lot. But the most critical, I feel, is improving on the water rights. And right now, that's something that I specialized in, and I am hoping that those that have voted of the water rights are so critical. That's even more important than even our land, is improving and continue to make it possible so that all of us can have water to our property. And that's possible because we do have this water at
May I make a quick comment about that? Lynette has offered to be in an advisory situation. If you have any, if you're applying for water rights and need water rights or are working on that, you can talk with her. She's one of our ranch members that can help you with that. So just as a side note, thank you for that.
Who's next?
Shannon Malay.
He's not here.
Let me meet you. Okay?
Okay. Oh. You want to do, I'll do that.
I can't go yet.
Okay. Okay.
Shannon Lane. I live in Kanab in Johnson Canyon. I'm 42 years old. I've been blessed to be a member of Deer Springs Ranch. The management team is amazing to provide what is needed for the association. I would like to be of service to continue in great upkeep of the ranch. With my experience, I believe I could be of help. I've been in construction for over 25 years, specializing in concrete, and I have great understanding of all phases of construction. The area that I would be interested in providing my services would be with the cabins.
And he must have his car closed down. I guess he could be here.
Robert Musto. Hi, I'm Robert Musto. I've been an active member of Deer Springs Ranch over since 2004 and own lot 248. I have a degree in environmental engineering and have been employed with Nevada Department of Transportation since 1998. In my position as Staff 1 Associate Engineer, I specialize in coordination of many different government and private agencies. I am an avid outdoorsman and naturalist. I enjoy hiking and mountain climbing and taking my many rescue dogs for walks. I am a longtime supporter of the Association, American Association of Civil Engineers, Defending the Wildlife and Best Friends Animal Society, to name a few. I am past president and currently serve as vice president of CARES Coalition, a 501c3 charity animal rescue group headquartered in Henderson, Nevada. What's great about DSR is its pristine wilderness coupled with the amenities of ranch headquarters. My vision includes preserving this for generations to come. The minimum membership lot ownership of 20 acres makes a nice ranch-style community. So much of politics is influenced by special interests. I would work to ensure that our resources are divided evenly among the different areas of the ranch and all members. My wife Susan and I enjoy staying in Cabin 1 with its panoramic scenic views of the King's Cliff. What a fantastic place to unwind, stretch, write music, photograph, and of course take long hikes. Thank you for your consideration, Robert Musto.
Art.
Bless you. Ken?
My name is Art Littleoni, lot 151. I was previously on the board back in 2001, 2002. I think a total of 4 years. I flew about every month out here from Florida. Past president of the board. During our time as the, when I was on the board, we got quite a bit done. But I think this time I ran because of the, basically what Dave said last year. We always have seem to have two factions, and really got to be a communication problem between all the board, I mean all the members. We've got a very poor response from all the surveys back 10 years. And we really don't have a good feel on what probably 150 of the members want. And I think that we need to, number one, develop a better communication somehow. I know we've tried in the past, and once we have a clear direction, I mean, just the surveys are the same every year. But yet it's only 30, 40 of the people, basically the people that come to this meeting. And that doesn't really afford doing something over in Grand Canyon, which they pay a lot of lot dues over there. Johnny Brown pays $13,000 a year and gets very rarely gets anything out of it, out of the ranch. And I don't, half of them don't even use the cabins. We need to be a little fairer of what we do here. And especially the board getting together and not, whatever the board is, we have to agree that the board vote is the board vote, unless you come up with some way to control the election. I mean, I'm just, there's just no way that it's ever going to be any different until Dale sells his lots. He is one-third owner of the ranch, or close to it, his family. And that's a lot of votes, no matter which way it goes. So I think my main reason for running is to try to stop some of the inconsistency. Whether it's Dale, whether it's Jody, whether it's whoever it is, whether it's Dave, we voted the board in, whatever the board says, that. And listening to the Treasury report, that's not the way it is. Not blaming Jody. There's facts there. I would like Dave, the president of the board right now, give us some feedback on some of the stuff that's going on. And get into it without anybody commenting. And just listen to what he has to say. Because I have the same trouble Jody has. I got a big mouth. I get upset. And I say what I think. But the reality of it is we can't go on fighting between the board members. Regardless if it's Dale, Dale's son, and Dale's wife gets on the board. It doesn't matter. We've got to get over the fighting part. And all of us have done it. We're all guilty of doing it. I'm guilty. Dale's guilty. You're guilty. Everybody on the board's guilty of that fight. Because we don't act like grown-ups. I mean, you can't, yeah, you got a problem with Dale. Half the board has a problem with Dale because he owns so many lots. Let's help him. Let's help him get them sold. I mean, there's got to be an answer. Dale would love to sell every one of them. That's all I got to say. Just
Is that why you keep buying lots back?
Thank you. Money on it. You make money on it. Well, you would.
What we're going to do now is we're going to do the collection of votes, and so I'm going to turn the time over to our secretary, and she'll handle this part. We need a couple of volunteers to help.
I have how many?
Huh?
I have three.
Four.
I have four. I need one more person that would like to help us. Can't be related to any of the nominees. And we will go in here and count the votes and get back with you. If you have a ballot, please turn it in. Yes.
I have just a process question. Something happened that doesn't sit really well with me.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it's affected anything. I hope it hasn't. But if it has, I think it put you in the
monitor.
Oh, sorry. Something's happened that I think may have put Linda in a really awkward situation. I hope it hasn't, but I want to ask this question. We were mailed out ballots, and we turned them in here today, or we mailed them in. And then there was a letter, some emails that went out that suggested if you want to change your vote, just call Linda. And I think that's totally outside of any normal voting process. I think it would probably be fair that somebody could change their vote and say, Linda, destroy my ballot and I'll mail in a new one or something, or send me a new one. But I don't think that we should ever tell somebody, hey, just open up my ballot and recheck something that I've already signed.
No, it wasn't.
But did that ever happen?
Okay, what happened is nothing.
That's what I hope.
Nobody called me to change their vote. I did have one person contact me and give me a specific vote, but that was already after they had given me the proxy. And they did send me an email and asked me to put these specific names on it, which I did. So.
Okay, that's great. I'm thrilled to hear that, and I thought that might be...
That was a little scary thought. Yeah, I did.
I just say, please don't ever try to do something like that.
However, what I did do is, if you'll notice, there are ballots down here because inevitably somebody forgets theirs or wants to change a vote. They are blue. And the ballots that you got are brown. The reason they're blue is because I didn't put red, but it shows me that they stop and look and make sure everything's the way it should be before this vote is cast. So, and if it was a matter of they wanted to do this one instead of that one, which I don't think is happening, but if it is that matter, I will contact them, make sure which of these votes do you want to use, so, before it's counted.
Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome.
I have a question for Dirk.
you said an email went out.
From where?
Is it official?
Well, I saw an email that went out, and then I saw later a letter or something from Jody. Maybe it was a scanned letter on it.
I have a
email that said, I agree with this
Thank
or something.
You.
And it had a group of maybe a dozen names on it. I can't remember. But the thing that I object to is anybody in the association, board members, individual members, suggesting that we go outside of the process that we've defined.
It wasn't an official directive.
I would say it was probably not, but it may have affected some of the idea, and that's why I think it could have put me in a very compromising situation.
How long are you
going to do this? Is it appropriate, or we ask for
Are you wanting to know who nominated you?
No.
But I mean, these others that are on the ballot.
Several people received several nominations. Yeah, so I don't have a list of that. I have them at home in my office, but I don't have that list. But if you want to know who nominated you, it was me.
Okay, while they're tallying the votes, we're going to move on to unfinished business.
Oh, one other thing?
Yes.
I'm allowed to because I have lot number 152. So, not because I'm secretary, because I'm a lot owner, did I nominate him? Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Under unfinished business.
I need some help, yeah. You're not related to anybody.
I'm going to give the time of day.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm related.
I'm going to give the time to Dale. He's got a couple of items.
Any other ballots?
Sure.
Okay, we will get back with you.
I'll find out when I get home.
I'll get you.
The sheriff's behind him.
Two or three items that may be worth considering. I think many people in the organization feel like Tammy Levis, that the fighting has almost destroyed the peace and beauty of Deer Springs Ranch. Some here may have a solution as to how that could be done away with. Everybody bought here of their own free agency. They dreamed of good things happening, and yet, in the last month or two, or even longer, there's been such a hateful bearing of false witness, wrong, false information. If we would deal with these situations on a factual basis, I think we could all come to a clear understanding. I put these plaques up and you can read them. Are we all headed in the same direction? Do I want anything different on cabins than you do? Do we want cabins improved? Do we want our roads improved? Do we want our water utilized? You tell me what we can do so that we're moving in harmony. I want to be in harmony with every one of you. And I'd like to know what you want. If you don't communicate that, then I'd like to, if I have votes, I'd like to put my votes with your dreams because I think they're the same. Now, there's a few, I think, that are wanting to poison the whole program, and I don't think we should tolerate that, whoever they may be and for whatever purpose they may have. So if we get to the specific situation, I think we could be in harmony and support each other as neighborhoods on our budget. One item that I wanted to report on is the water. You know, over the last few months, we have developed and improved 8 reservoirs on the ranch. Now, I'm not sure any of you can tell me even where those eight reservoirs are. I think all the reservoirs have water in them today. It didn't happen by chance. It cost money. It cost planning to have water in reservoirs. Do I want that any more than you do? Or do you want water and reservoirs? Simple thing. There are seven different water systems on the ranch. Do you know where they are? Who built them? Why are they there? Who are they serving? Water is quite important. And I think everybody here really would encourage water availability. If there's somebody that wants us to stop working on water systems or water development, then you need to speak out loud and clear. I think that we've all become accustomed to having water as we've lived in America. The other thing is the water sources. Leaf Springs. Somebody brought a report in that there was about a gallon of water there per minute, and that it was going to cost $900,000 to improve it. Now that was brought to the board as supposedly the right kind of a program. That's ridiculous. We did go ahead and fence it. And why did we fence it like we did? Because the state of Utah requires that kind of a fence for spring use. They tell us what size of a area to enclose and what you need to do so that it's animal tight. So that has been done. There's about 5 gallons a minute. I think can be developed at Leaf Springs. For 40 years we've thought that Leaf Springs would come down and serve that Broad Hollow area. There's 20 lots there now. I think something there may be more than that. That's immaterial. There's about 7,000 gallons a day running out of that spring. And you want to keep running the next 40 years down in the gravel, or should something be done with it? I think it's very simple. It'll keep running into this gravel unless human beings do something in putting it to beneficial use. Now, the same thing is true in Meadow Cane. Why did we set fence 2 acres? Because that's the dimensions that the state of Utah gives us. And it is a good fence, no question about it. Now, about half of the water in the wet meadow area, you go over here where the wet meadow is, about half of it is being drunk by willows. I have a study from the University of New Mexico. Willows take a lot of water. And so, do you want the water to be continually consumed by willows that even the longhorns will need? Or do we take it and make it so it's manageable, it's an irrigation source, it has to do with cabin? True, I have 5 lots. That means under the bylaws, I'm entitled to 0.45 cubic feet, acre feet. 5 lots, that takes 2.5 acre feet. The spring approval in Meadow Canyon that I finalized 3 or 4 years ago. And it was only finalized because I had in my file research that was done 25, 30 years earlier. And so I had it, took it to the state engineer, and he said, oh my goodness, yes, we will approve that. Guess what? It's 134 acre feet. 134 acre feet. And because I'm entitled to 2.5 acre feet, I'm stealing your water. That is an untruth that as soon as you and I understand that, then we can be friends and get over some of the ignorance that's destroying Deer Springs Ranch.
Excuse me, Dale?
So I'll tell you, Meadow Canyon about 50 gallons a minute there. It's producing about 75,000 gallons a day. There are other springs there. We also fenced the one just north there, which are, those holes are 15 feet deep, by the way, where the cow drowned. And we now have a fence around it. It is not for culinary water, and therefore the fenced area is substantially less than the culinary water area. So this is a little part of the Water Committee report. We are doing things. You tell me if you don't want them done. You tell me if you want to leave the water alone. I think the members want the water protected and developed. I think you want your water rights protected and developed. Now, if I'm wrong, please help me understand. This has been a terrible fight in the board this last 12 months. The board has voted on this probably, I would say, at least six times. And for some reason, Jody's still resisting. So we need to know, if all of you look at those plaques or whatever it is there, and for your convenience, people say, well, we want to be transparent. We want everybody to know the details. Fine. Then tell us what the details are. Here's questions that will allow any one of you to fill it out simple enough, yes or no. Give it to Linda so the board will know what you're saying. Now, if you all remain silent and you can't fill out a little form, then we don't have reason to drive them blind. So the plaques are there. It outlines some of the things that could be and should be done. There's a questionnaire that you can use. And I, for one, I'm sick and tired of the unfair, the dishonest, the unfactual details that is causing the fighting between you and me and our friends. It's unnecessary. Get to the facts of the thing, and then we can very easily. I actually suggested last 6 or 8 months ago, let's hire an arbitrator to come in and listen to this. In fact, I think there was an email came in just a week ago of a person thought that, hey, let's get these factions, whatever they are, and get to the bottom of it. We're kidding ourselves on things that do not exist. We're fighting windmills that do not exist. I want the same thing that you want for Deer Springs Ranch. And I've been willing to spend money and to help out. Now, if you don't want my help on those things,
Wait a second.
Okay. There's so many things that Dale and I don't agree on, but there's some that we do. But I don't want what he just said to confuse anybody either. The 0.45 acre feet of water that we're all entitled to is for us to drill our own wells on our property. That doesn't mean that water comes from a water source as our spring. That's from our own properties. We're entitled to that. And that means you have the right as a property owner to dig a well and file with the state, and you have 0.45 acre feet of water.
We got some clarification. Okay,
go ahead.
Ready.
Well, one more thing.
Can we clarify this point?
I've got one more.
Finished, but finish, so that point.
Go ahead. The second thing I wanted to clear up was that I took that Lee Springs information when I was required to by the board to an engineer, a local engineer, to find out the cost of development. I did the water test on it. It was 1.5 gallons per minute at that time. I submitted it to the board, and the engineer, he made a plan. That's what we were asking for, Dale. Can we have a plan? Can we see a plan? Can we know about how much this is going to cost? I haven't even sat and met with this engineer personally, but over 3 days worth of time, for the lots that are up there, about 20 plus, his cost to build a state-certified water system was going to be $900,000. That's not pie in the sky. That's what the costs were going to be for a state-approved water system. Now, at the time, the group of us that wanted to put a water system in, We didn't care about state certified water systems at that time. All we wanted to do was just dig a hole, trench it, and bring it over to the lots. Well, I was told by the board, we can't do it that way. It's got to be fair for everybody, which I totally agreed with. And therefore, then I went and surveyed all the people in Broad Hollow area who wants part of that water so we could share it effectively and also share the cost effectively. And that's where we ran into issues.
Well, I just want to clarify something on water rights here because right now this area is open to new appropriations. But it won't be that way forever, and it could change tomorrow. And so the guarantee that any lot owner has a water right has got to be based on the water rights that the association holds and protects. And so we can't assume. In fact, even if you own, like my lot 301 is outside of an area that's open for new appropriations. So when I want water on that, it's going to have to be that I transfer an existing water right or a portion of that to that lot for drilling my well or cooperating with some neighbors and drilling a well or doing something over there. So our base water rights are important, and that's the only thing we can really count on. Mm-hmm. Hopefully new appropriations will be open in this area for some time, but in almost all areas of the state, new appropriations are closed, and that's certainly going to happen in our area sometime.
Question for you, Dirk.
Yes.
Clarify for me, too. As I understand it, the ranch itself as a whole contains water rights to a certain finite amount.
Right.
And all those water rights for each individual lot, the 0.45 acres, is already included in what we already own.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're not in any risk of losing what we already own.
Well, you were if, for example, they weren't proved up on. So
if you apply and then you don't prove up.
Well, even the ranch is base water rights.
Okay.
So the ranch had some base water rights that would have been, that were not proved up on. And that's what Dale mentioned, the 105 acre feet, for example. In fact, the ranch probably has some other water rights that could be chased down. Like the water rights that come out of Crawford, that if you can show that historically that those just haven't just passed on through the ranch, that there have been reservoirs to hold them and that they've been used to irrigate like this ground right out here, there's a water rights that I think probably more effort ought to be gone into to protect. Because at some point in time, the state may come and say, you can't irrigate this out here because what water rights are you using to do that? So there's still probably actually more of that work that needs to go on. Because essentially, especially areas like the Wet Meadow, lots of old ranches didn't have their water rights filed, especially sub-irrigated systems where they weren't actually physically measuring the water coming out of the pipe or down a ditch. And that's kind of how a lot of the ranch is. But when those things have been missed and never turned in, that's a problem. And every year that goes on and somebody downstream now wants to say, hey, all of that drainage out of your stream, it's my water right. Yeah, and so we need to be diligent about that, and that is
agreed.
The ultimate source of our individual rights as the association rights.
Go ahead, Phil.
You learn things when you do it. So I drilled the well, but I had to get approval and file for water, but. A little different than what you just said, Jody. The 0.45 acre feet, there's sometimes it's runoff rights, like you just talked about. Sometimes it's the wells the ranch has. But when you drill a well, it isn't that 0.45.
No, it's like 7 something or...
You apply for a permit and you are managing so many acre feet of water.
1.45.
And then you have to prove up on it. But if you want the 0.45 acre feet that they're talking about for our lot, you have to designate a transfer from a point of diversion. So it has to come out of whatever well, and there are only so many, wells And so I really wonder if we really have enough water, because a lot of it is just the runoff rights. I don't know if all of the, if there really is 0.45 acre feet, if everybody transferred their, their 0.45 into their well. I don't know if there's enough to go around.
There probably is, Phil, but you have to show connected hydrology, and you have to show that you abandon the use where you're taking it from. So, for example, someday, if everybody claimed all their water rights, we would maybe have to show that we stopped irrigating 2 acres in the meadow by digging a trench around it and showing that water doesn't go into it, for example.
Yeah, I requested at one time to transfer my water 0.45 into my well. Totally, we just had to ask that. But then there was, and I can't remember, this has been years ago now, there was confusion among all of us in the board, and it didn't happen. So,
thank you, Phil. Lynette.
Okay, that's why I wanted to clarify that people do not understand water rights. And until you understand them and have dealt with them extensively, like I have and like Gail has, you will lose your water rights. We cannot afford to do that. You can also apply for new appropriations. But what Josie has just told you is an untruth. You can go from wherever that spring is, and then you can show where you're going to be using it. And so it's called changing the point of diversion, just like Bill Hall has found out. So all of us can do that if there's a water source close enough to our lot. And at this point, they have not been developed so that we can do that, except in a very limited amount. But we can all, if we all work together, and if we have the same goals, and if we decide to apply for new appropriations, the only limiting thing on that is you have to have 10 AUMs, you have to have a quarter acre of garden, and you have to have a house built in 5 years. And so we can continue to do that if that's what you're ready to do. But with the ranch water rights, they can be transferred to the point of use that you need, not to have to drill a well, but from other wells. And if we go up to 15 hookups on each water source, we do not have to go with the public water system.
Up to 15.
Up to 15.
By show of hands, how many are less than 10 years at Deer Springs? That's a good share of those here. False information is very prevalent in the water field. And if the board had asked, I think we could have said, when we set the water system up and gave everybody the 0.45 acre feet, there was reasons on that. There's sources where that water comes from. There's already been probably 15 seed issues for water sources. That's one of the cards over here. Why don't we have a master plan evaluating what rights they have, where they're being used, and how they should be used in the future. After all these years, we should. But most of the members are not really interested in that. I hope all of you are, because it's a critical thing, and we need, and the proposal is, that maybe we should raise the money and do some of those things. Now, we can help you with the filing. It's 1.73 acre feet that you get, which is 3 times what we take out of the ranch sources. But the ranch sources do provide enough water for 300 hookups at this 0.45. We start out at 0.25, but some of you can still divide at 0.25. The 0.45 is what the state deserves at the same time. But that may come out of the ranch well in others. So, some that come along not knowing what we had planned back in the days when the people look at only one person, then you're in the back of trouble. I have a list. I don't know if all of you have seen it, haven't seen it. It's a list of the assets of the company. If you look at the financial statement, it says that we have no assets.
Our
balance sheet is basically void. This gives a thumbnail, and you can criticize it and say it's 25% inflated or 25% under. I don't care. But this itemizes the things here on the ranch, and it comes to a total of $4.5 million. My position is that some of you and I paid for these assets. You and I paid for them, as well as others who are not here. I think those assets need to be used on the level rather than increasing the assessment, rather than just tax and spend. I think we need to challenge the Board of Directors and us to find a way of helping this business to be self-funding instead of just tax and spend. Now, there are ways that we could raise some money. All of you have good ideas, but there are assets sitting here unused while we're putting a financial burden on some of our members, and I think the members, I'll know, you can fill out a questionnaire, is it time that we use good judgment in how we earn some money for the assets and the maintenance? We're not keeping up. I know I've had letters back and forth with Taylor here lately. I think the ranch needs $50,000 worth of fences. There's not a pasture that will hold cows right now. You dabble here, dabble there, and the $10,000 that we just spent on fencing is not a...
$14,000.
Doesn't make much to do. So, please look at these things. Give the input, give the board your input. Some have continued to say that I want something different, that they represent the members who want something different. I'd like to see a chart. What do I want different than you want, or what do you want and are willing to pay for different than me? It's fairly simple, and I think that we should, as adults, be able to come to that and put the bickering and fighting and find out, Bob, whether we're following the bylaws or unfinding. Because the bylaws need to be upgraded terribly, but we can't keep quit fighting long enough to even rewrite the bylaws.
Let's follow them or not and change them. But the laws are there. That's the basis for everything anybody's ever said and done over the years. If it agrees with the law, stick with the law.
Would be very simple.
Changing.
Very simple.
So pertaining to the bylaws?
That's the
pertaining to the bylaws?
And I think we've done some good things on water. First time in 20 years that we have these reservoirs of water. We've done some good things on roads. There's a lot more to be done. If we're quick fighting, there's a lot of things that are very beneficial and will enjoy the ranch instead of the misery of some of dinner.
Okay, Lynette, one thing before you start. When you
loud, Judy. We can't hear you.
Okay. One thing on what Lynette said about the correction on our 0.45 acre feet of water that we're all entitled to. Per the bylaws, it says all members will receive 0.45 acre foot water right with each 20 acre Deer Springs Ranch unit. Such water right will remain in the name of the association until the member is ready to drill a well. It doesn't say anything about segregating off, so if that needs to be fixed later, we need to look at that, but right now that's how it stands. So that's a correction on that, please.
We have a chance to meet as a group and understand and evaluate how we want to move forward. Without bickering, just talk about the different options. We and you're willing to be here, if everyone is willing to go and play and eat and have a good time and then move back here at 2 o'clock, would you like to do that?
For what? For what? Hey, explain what?
So that all of this can be discussed, we can answer these questions, we can send them out, and so that everybody knows where we are today, and then we need your input on how you want to move forward. And you care enough to be here at this meeting, and so if you don't want to go out and play games and see the goats or whatever, then can we meet back here? Do you want to meet at 1? Okay.
I think we have our next board meeting at 1, don't we, the new board?
Yeah.
Well, then
new board meets at 1.
Do this so that we can all have the input that we are fighting about, and nobody knows the actual facts. Nobody knows the actual facts. So let's all get together, discuss the facts, and then you see if the information that you have received is true or false.
Well,
I have one point that I'd like to bring out.
We did that. There was a survey being prepared. Is that what you have in your hand? Are you going to pass that out?
No, but this is a questionnaire. The survey hasn't finalized. So we're heading in that direction, but we're not there yet. But this is going to help us get on the same page.
And what are you going to do with that?
We're going to fill it out, and we're going to figure out how to do the questionnaire.
Come
and get
them right
now.
This
is
going to
be
another loaded questionnaire.
I'd like to.
No, because you're going to
go ahead the floor.
Goes out.
Go ahead the floor.
Yes, sorry.
Somebody over on this side. You hear them in my hearing aid. Excuse me. But is that a questionnaire that we could fill out right now?
Yes,
right
yes.
now. Or we can wait and come back here and discuss the different options and start setting some goals to move forward.
I would like to do the survey right now.
You've got to realize that we're only 25% of the membership here.
Hey,
that's okay.
We showed up. Go ahead, Jen. Is that your comment or your question?
One question I'd like to present is the fact that Dale has pointed Jody out as the obstructionist for all the inaction on the water thing, but Dale has handpicked 6 of the 7 members of the board every year that has come up. Okay.
That is a lot.
We knew what the votes were before you put in your votes. Nonetheless, okay. And out of that board, 4 of the people had to vote against proposals. And most of that's not been because of what Dale wants to do. It's because he wants to do this, get approval without having to come up with a written plan or any kind of a formal plan. He's been asked time after time after time to come up with something formal. And he says, just trust me, I know what I'm doing, and we'll get it done. Just give me permission to do it.
What's your point, though, Peter?
My point is that it's not Jody that's
confident.
There's 3 other people on the board that are also voting the same way she is, or else these things would pass.
Do you want to fill out this survey or not,
Kent? Do you want to answer this questionnaire that's being handed out right now?
Hell no.
And do you want to have a voice on where we focus and how we focus?
You know how many times we've done that in the past and nothing gets heard?
Every one of these has voted questions on it. It's like,
well, bring that up. Fill it out. And then bring it up when we start the meeting from 2 to 4.
Your wife now or tomorrow?
The bylaws and stuff, just to answer your question. A long time ago, we tried to update them, and it didn't happen. It only missed by about 2 or 3 votes. But anyway, we did. Earlier on in the year, I got a lot. We revisited all of those things, and we all, with time, came pretty darn close. Pretty darn close on all of those things. There was one big sticking point, whether a membership was a separate thing from a lot ownership. Dale has some very strong feelings about that. And anyway, I don't know whatever happened. It just seemed like a job that got disappeared or whatever. But we were pretty well, all the parties, different parties, had agreed on all these different things. Except for that one little thing, right? Is that the main thing?
Well, I think there's a couple hot spots.
Two or three other hot spots. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll take a little bit more time to work through that.
We've had too much problem going on.
Oftentimes, these survey things, though, you know, surveys can be very biased.
That's the hard part. How do you write a non-biased survey? I don't know how to do it. I don't know. That might put some direction, but it's a tough thing.
It is a tough thing, but we have to start someplace.
Okay. I have one more item that you can look and see. There's an evaluation here, the board evaluation report. Paul and Nancy need input. Okay? And if it's kudos, let it be that. If it's suggestions on improving, let it be that also. They've received it from the board. They need it from the members as well. You see things that we don't, or I don't. And so it's really important that we, first of all, find where these forms are. They should be right there.
Right here?
Out. So this is different.
Is this something else?
Okay. This is a separate. Find this form and allow your voice to be heard this way to help Nancy and Paul do a better job. See. They must be down there. Where?
How close are we on the vote tally? Does anyone know?
Okay, it's not here.
We'll find it.
Okay,
we'll
find it. Sorry.
Is that Linda?
Go and ask on the vote tally.
Yeah, I
love it. Ask on the vote tally. Come on.
No.
On the vote tally?
Oh, on the tally? Nancy, yet? Oh, she's probably in there. She can't get her counting machine.
Well, are we adjourning from this meeting yet, or is
it waiting? It's going to be a while on the voting.
So, what do we do?
Adjourn. Lunch.